Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Time to go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline and bring on our friend and five-time All-Star, Adam Jones. And Adam, to borrow a line from our friends at the Doghouse, you are the absolute worst. Tell everybody where you are this morning, Adam.
I'm in some tight-ass Lederhosen, and I'm in Munich right now at Oktoberfest. I can't sit down. These tight-ass Lederhosen, like, they'll loosen up. These things ain't loosened up what per damn. But maybe I'm too big and been drinking too many beers, so maybe I need to loosen up. Contradiction of opinions going on.
Maybe I got a size too small.
They're like Jake Cronenworth's pants, just painted on.
Yes, they go around the waist, but the thigh is just like it's troubling. But I worked it out. I put them on. I jumped into them like some women have to jump into their pants.
Yeah,
I feel their pain right now. So I'm at Oktoberfest.
And I've also
friends
are
from Barcelona. Some of the dads that, you know, the dads over here, let's be honest with ourselves, they could take off a day from work if they're working at all. And, we came out here and just having some fun, 24 hours just out here drinking and eating some schnitzel and having some fun.
My buddy is German. His parents are from Germany, and he's been four or five times, and he's like, look, you couldn't have handled it in your 20s. He's like, you could handle it now because you know when to say when and shut it down. I heard it is just bananas over there.
Well, you guys so rudely interrupted me as our first round just came. So I'm just waiting on it. I might be behind a few of my friends. But no, they say, I've talked to many people here, they say pace yourself. These beers are big. I was here a couple weeks ago, and I can attest that these beers are big. And I'm not going to pace myself. Let's be honest with yourself. I'm a moron.
Get after it.
Fast, quick. Exactly. I'm going to get right after it and be crawling through the damn, trying to get back to my hotel room.
That schnitzel's not going to taste great coming back up, just for the record. So go easy. Get something
That's
in your belly.
We're going to have some now.
Yeah. Get something in your belly.
Yeah, we're eating now. We got a whole charcuterie board all prepared.
So many guys, I'll see a guy post a picture of himself at playing like Balboa, and he's like, living my best life. And I'm like, that's great. Good for him. Glad you get to go out and get around. Adam Jones is living all of our best lives in Munich right now at Oktoberfest. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy, beer drinking and schnitzel eating schedule to join us. But did you catch the game? Did you catch the game last night?
I did. It was a great walk-off. I felt like Mudcat as soon as that pitch hit off Alfaro at 98 coming up and in. And it was 3-2 and the ball got by him. Yep. I felt Mudcat. He was, ugh. But hey, great game. That's what you're gonna get against the Dodgers. What do you think you're gonna get? They're not gonna let anything slide. Even though they have everything wrapped up, they're just trying to get the guys healthy and smart for the playoffs. They still gonna kick your butt, and that's their intentions. So it's a great win, and we need the win obviously more than they need the win. And it's pretty cool being up as much as they up right now. Of two games right now for fifth place. So that right now they're beaming towards Atlanta. They just need to win. They need to control their own destiny.
Just win them.
That's pretty much it. We talked about it last week or the week before about it. How many wins does it take to get in the playoffs? And what, they're at 86 right now with, 86,
eight games to go. Yeah, four is the magic number. I mean, they're really close now.
They're really close.
Exactly. So, we talked about it. So
Adam, I want to ask you about Jorge Alfaro and what he's done this season. I mean, nice guy, good energy. He's a backup catcher, and he has now had five walk-off winners for the Padres this year. It's two more than anyone's ever had in franchise history. I mean, how many walk-off winners do you remember having in your entire career? To have five of them in one season is absolutely insane, and for a backup catcher to do it, it's even crazier.
I mean, five in 1 year is crazy. I mean, I remember our year in 2012 when we were a wild card team. Taylor Teagarden, he had, I think, 18 hits all year. Six were game winners.
Good God.
Not necessarily walk-offs, but game winners somewhere on the road. Sometimes, you know, that sometimes the spot in the lineup comes up. And sometimes, you know, players shine in those tough situations. And then sometimes you'll look at it and you'll be like 0-for-3. And you'll be like, damn, like, I can hit better than him. But then you get up in a big situation, he buckles down and puts a good swing on the ball and puts the ball in play and drives in the run. So that's how baseball works. You know, that's why you have four at-bats, five at-bats, not just one and done. So, you know, I love him in those pinch situations. He seems to enjoy that situation. So, obviously, we don't want to continue to be in that situation. But it's good to know that, you know, you got guys all throughout the lineup that aren't afraid of the big situation in a big moment.
There's no question. And you got guys with experience. We've had so many games against the Dodgers that where we just it felt like we folded. And I know last night wasn't the cleanest game. I know it wasn't the most cleanly pitched game. There were a lot of walks, but it was nice to be able to win a game like that, seemingly for once.
I mean, all the things you said walks, and then, you know, that's the Dodgers. The Dodgers make you do that. You don't do that to yourself.
Yes,
you don't go into a game plan like, yeah, let me walk somebody six times and see if I can finagle through that. No. The Dodgers make you. I watched Muncy's at bat. He took 98, black. That was a ball.
Yep.
Black. They know about not many people are taking that pitch. You know what I mean? The Dodgers force you to do that, which, I mean, that's you want the test? This is, I think right now, this is the best test before the postseason because it was a postseason atmosphere. It's going to be a postseason atmosphere the next few days because what happens in a few weeks? You know, I mean, actually, next week.
Next week.
Being crazy, October 5th. Yeah, October 5th in, October 7th, 8th, and 9th are the wild card game. So this is, I think, right now to get them up to know that, okay, we got a good chance of being in the playoffs, but no, this atmosphere, we need this for the playoffs. We need this bump up for the playoffs. And, you know, no better way than to walk off the Dodgers in that fashion.
We're talking to Adam Jones. He's in Munich, Germany, at Germany's biggest annual celebration, Oktoberfest. You mentioned 2012 when you guys clinched the wild card. I'm sure there was a celebration. I think, you had like three playoff runs with the Orioles. The Padres are hoping to celebrate. I wanted to ask you, most jobs we don't get to pour champagne on each other. Woods and I have a good show. We don't dump champagne on each other and celebrate. What's it like to be in one of those actual clinching celebrations? Is it as good as it looks like it is?
It is amazing. I mean, that means you accomplished something as a unit, as a group, obviously. You know, when you accomplish something in a business, and sometimes you get big fat bonuses. Sometimes you go out and have a stag party. But
that's basically what it is. Is this 1955?
It's baseball stag party. That's exactly what it is. You win, it's baseball stag party. You go in and pour that freezing cold champagne, the worst feeling on your face and skin and next to your eyeballs. Your eyes. And all that
so it's not all. It's not all great.
Yeah, it feels so bad. Oh, it feels so bad. But you know what you accomplished to get to that point. So whenever I see a team celebrate, doesn't matter who it is at the moment, could be the wild card, could be you know, you got wild card, you got the division series, it could be any of those. Obviously the World Series is what you want, but anytime you're able to even get into the dance, you better celebrate that because there's a lot of people that played a very, very long career and never got to the dance.
Did you see the play in the sixth inning when the Dodgers scored their first run? The bases were loaded, grounder by Muncy, Padres turned two, but then it was overruled on replay. He was safe at first.
Yep.
They showed that slide, though, by Justin Turner, coming real wide from right field and sticking his cleats up a little bit.
Spikes up.
Was that a dirty play? Was that something the Padres should have reviewed? Would that have been overturned?
I did not see that.
Okay.
But what I know about replay, I'm glad. I mean, I'll be hot at JT. I'd actually be like, what the hell are you doing? But what I know about the replay is that, you know, they look at that play also. So they don't just look at the play at first. They look at the play at second. If they see intent. But yeah, for sure. They look at both sides of the play. And let's be honest, the Dodgers, you know what I mean? They're not going to do much to the Dodgers. But yeah, I see. I understand how the rule works. And if they didn't say nothing, I guess they didn't probably review it. It probably wasn't reviewable for them or enough for them to go on. Sometimes if his leg doesn't impede the throw, like if it was near him or something, the rule is so finicky. All these rules are so finicky. You can make them how you want. So
true.
I just say if they didn't say nothing, then they probably didn't deem it enough in the review. Because once they review a play, they look at the entire play.
I did not know that.
Okay.
I got asked that question a bunch last night. I guess if they saw something. So that's kind of a risk.
They would have reviewed it.
I guess it's not a risk for the Dodgers.
I mean, they wouldn't have scored either way.
So, all right. Well, that's phenomenal information, and that's what you get when you get Adam Jones drunk at Oktoberfest here on Ben and Woods.
Not yet. Hey. My wife might be listening.
It's still early. It's early. No, it's not. What time is it there?
That's true. It's four in the afternoon or something like that. Yeah. So, all right.
So, in 10 minutes.
Well, hopefully by this time next week, it'll be – so when we talk to you next week, it'll be the last day of the regular season.
Are you going to be on the moon next week, or where can we expect you in a week?
Hello, it's me from space.
I will be home. I'll be in Barcelona next week.
Recovering.
And yeah, hopefully we can watch. I mean, hopefully that last game does not mean much.
No.
For the Padres, and they can rest guys before they have to send guys.
And we can do a playoff preview if we know who the Padres' opponent will be, hopefully in the wild card round. Well, Adam, we'll let you get back to Oktoberfest and your schnitzel and your beer, and enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
I appreciate you, gentlemen, as always.
Appreciate it, buddy.
You, man.
Have a great
man. Adam Jones on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline.
Good.
Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.